Good morning and welcome to St. Patrick's Cathedral for the celebration of the Eucharist. Today is the Solemnity of Christ the King, and the celebrant for this Mass is the Archbishop of New York, Timothy Cardinal Dolan. The worship program for this Mass is available online at stpatrickscathedral.org/live. Now, as we begin this liturgy, we invite you to rise and to join in singing our processional hymn number 800 in the blue hardcover St. Michael hymnal, which can be found in the pews. Number 800, To Jesus Christ, Our Sovereign King.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Peace be with you. Welcome to Sunday Mass at America's Parish Church, St. Patrick's Cathedral. We're grateful for those who unite with us here and those at home on the Catholic Channel, SiriusXM 129, and our live stream in the Catholic Faith Network, that we might. It's a great feast of Christ the King, the last Sunday of the church year. Next Sunday is already the first Sunday of Advent as we begin a new Catholic calendar. And today we salute Christ our King, and that we might do so the more worthily in this holy sacrifice of the Mass. We call to mind our sins and ask for his mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us all to life everlasting.
Amen.
Christ have mercy, Christ have mercy, Christ.
us pray. Almighty ever-living God, whose will is to restore all things in your beloved Son, Christ, the King of the universe, grant, we pray, that the whole of creation, set free from slavery to sin, may render your majesty service, ceaselessly proclaiming your praise through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from the book of the prophet Daniel. As the visions during the night continued, I saw one like a son of man coming on the clouds of heaven. When he reached the ancient one and was presented before him, the one like a son of man received dominion, glory, and kingship. All peoples, nations, and languages serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that shall not be taken away. His kingship shall not be destroyed. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord is King. He is robed in majesty.
Reading from the book of Revelation. Jesus Christ is the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and ruler of the kings of the earth. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood, who has made us into a kingdom, priests for his God and Father, to him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he is coming amid the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. All the peoples of the earth will lament him. Yes. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, the one who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty, the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the kingdom of our father David that is to come.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Pilate said to Jesus, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you say this on your own, or have others told you about me?" Pilate answered, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and chief priest handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom does not belong to this world. If my kingdom did belong to this world, my attendants would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not here." So Pilate said to him, "Then you are a king." Jesus answered, "You say I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
It was C.S. Lewis, wasn't it, that great British Christian apologist, C.S. Lewis, who wrote, "Either Jesus Christ was who he claimed to be, the Son of God, the Savior, or he was the craziest man and biggest liar that ever lived." And on this Feast of Christ the King, we say, if Christ considered himself a king by earthly standards, he could be judged insane. Christ, a king, born not in a palace in the capital city, but in a stable with barnyard animals in a little town called Bethlehem. Born, oh no, not to royalty, but to the humble, unknown Virgin of Nazareth. Hardly protected by armies and bodyguards. In fact, when he was a little baby, he had to be rushed away by his earthly father, Saint Joseph, and his mother, Mary, to safety as a refugee in Egypt, as the earthly king at the time wanted to kill him. Christ a king, raised not in a prestigious elite school, but in a carpenter's workshop, introduced not by trumpets or a royal page, but by some strange holy man dressed in camel skin out in the desert named John the Baptist, surrounded, advised not by slick courtiers or sophisticated aides, but by 12 bumbling apostles. Christ, a king, who hung around not with the strong and the healthy and the rich, but with beggars, lepers, sinners, the poor, who rather than a castle had, in his own words, nowhere to lay his head, who ate with his enemies instead of making war on them. Christ a king, who rode not a stallion but a donkey, who was crowned not with gold but with thorns, who ruled and conquered not from a throne, but from a cross, the cross on Calvary. A king or a madman? As he replied to Pontius Pilate in this morning's gospel for this feast of Christ the King, "You said it, I am a king," only to quickly add, "But my kingdom is not of this world." And listen to this whopper, everybody. Most kings judge the loyalty of their subjects on how they, the subjects, treat him. Do they obey me? Do they defend me? Will they go to war for me? Do they pay taxes for me? In other words, a king assesses loyalty by how his people treat him. This king, Jesus, judges us not on how we treat him, but on how we treat one another, especially those in need, the sick, the homeless, the naked, the imprisoned, the poor, the forgotten. What kind of king is this? Well, he is Christ our King, the only begotten Son of God, true God and true man, the way, the truth, and the life, the Alpha and the Omega, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, one in being with his heavenly Father. He is Christ our King, the only king we really need, whose reign lasts forever. And either he's crazy for claiming to be a king, or we're nuts not to accept him as ours. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages. God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered, died, and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead. His kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray.
For Pope Francis, for our Shepherd Timothy Cardinal Dolan, for all clergy, religious, and laity, that they may be holy and effective in their mission to draw all people to Christ, we pray to the Lord. For peace among and within nations, and for those suffering in war-torn lands, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the church will be known by all as a house of mercy, where the truth of the gospel is tirelessly preached, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the kingship of Christ may be acknowledged in every family and community, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For Joan Donovan and all our beloved dead, that they may enjoy the fullness of eternal life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. We ask the intercession of Mary, our Queen, of St. Patrick, our patron, as we present our prayers to Christ our King, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen. Episcopo, et omni clero rei domiso, ax vita et salus perpetua.
Christus regit, Christus regnat, Christus, Christus regnat.
Pray now that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, our Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of our good and glorious Church.
As we offer you, O Lord, this sacrifice by which we are reconciled to you, we humbly pray that through your Son may himself bestow upon all the nations gifts of unity and peace. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Heavenly Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For you anointed your only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, with the oil of gladness as eternal high priest and king of all creation, so that by offering himself on the altar of the cross as a spotless sacrifice to bring us peace, he might accomplish the mysteries of our redemption. And making all created things subject to his dominion, he might present to the immensity of your majesty an eternal and universal kingdom, a kingdom of truth and life, holiness and grace, justice, love, and peace, with angels and archangels, thrones and dominions, the hosts, powers, and saints of heaven, we now sing the hymn of your glory as without end we acclaim. Fount of all holiness, make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. As we celebrate this memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit.
Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and Timothy, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, Saint Patrick, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen, 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 amen.
Audemus dicere.
Pater noster, qui es in celis, sanctificetur nomen tuum.
Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior Jesus Christ.
Quia tuum est regnum et potestas et gloria in saecula.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Let us offer each other a sign of peace.
What a good idea. Takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter into my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Oh,
Please join in singing our communion hymn, number 667 in the hymnal, number 667, O Jesus, we adore thee. Please turn then to hymn number 665 in the hymnal, number 665, O Jesus, Joy of Loving Hearts.
We seek the
us pray. Having received this food of immortality, we ask, O Lord, that glorying in obedience to the commands of Christ our King, we may live with him eternally in his heavenly kingdom, who lives and reigns forever and ever. So, Father Enrique, this week we'll put the crib up so it'll be ready for the first Sunday of Advent and the Advent wreath. But we don't have the Bambino there till midnight Mass, right? All right. And a happy Thanksgiving. A happy Thanksgiving, everybody. And you know that prayer? Viva Cristo Rey! Viva Cristo Rey! Long live Christ the King. The Lord be with you. Through the intercession of Mary, our Queen, St. Patrick, our Patron, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life.
Thanks be to God.
Please join in singing our recessional hymn, number 499 in the hymnal. Number 499, Crown Him with Many Crowns.
Yeah.